Welcome to episode 2363 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. Welcome to day two of our series. This is a series for self-care after a heartache or a great loss. This is a highly requested theme, and in today's episode, you're going to be guided using an affirmation to remind you that every day is a brand new day to begin the process of healing. I wonder how your challenge for this week is coming along. You have a challenge where every day this week, you're encouraged to focus on five ways you celebrate your life. And when you're going through an extenuating circumstance, such as a great loss or heartache, it can be difficult to find reasons to celebrate. But research shows that when you're able to find ways to celebrate your life and the lives of others, this puts you on the path towards healing, because you're able to open yourself up to what's happening out there around you. When you're experiencing great grief, it's the opposite of distraction, because many people these days suffer from distraction, where it's really difficult to take your mind off of what's happening out there all around you. Whereas when you're experiencing grief and you're wanting to heal, it can be really difficult to take your mind off of what's happening within you. It can be difficult to think of anything else except for the pain you're experiencing. Allowing yourself to open up to others can help you tremendously, and to help others, even though you may feel that you need help yourself. Helping others at any time in your life is beneficial, but especially research shows that it's more and more important when you find yourself suffering. The affirmation today reminds you that now is your time. Now is your time to heal. When you find yourself focusing on what you're experiencing in this moment, it can help you to become more mindful of the moment. That's why a lot of people find deep spiritual upliftment when they're going through a really difficult emotional healing. That might be one reason you find yourself meditating. It may be the reason you reached out to learn about meditation. So here we are. Let's make now your time. As you settle yourself down and close your eyes, gently elevate your eyes upward. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. You might want to share this series with someone else who's struggling. Find a partner to meditate with. Support each other. As you calm your mind and your body, gently at your own pace, begin to tune in to your breath. Notice how you feel. Inhale and exhale gently through your nose. I'll share with you the words from the Stoic Marcus Aurelius from his book, Meditations. The first step to healing: don't be anxious. Nature controls it all. The second step, concentrate on what you have to do. Fix your eyes on it. Remind yourself that your task is to be a good human being. Remind yourself what nature demands of people. Then do it without hesitation and speak the truth as you see it, but with kindness, with humility, without hypocrisy. Don't be overheard complaining, not even to yourself. With each inhale, feel as though you're cleansing your pain. Not necessarily getting rid of it, simply cleansing it, purifying yourself. As you exhale, release your pain a little more. Healing takes time, and this is your time to be patient with yourself, to be gentle with yourself. As you sit up straight, begin to soften your shoulders, your stomach. Focus on what you'd like to manifest in your life. How do you want to feel now? Now, in a strong voice, engage your inner power and belief in yourself, and out loud repeat, "Now is my time. Now is my time." Notice how you feel. Now, repeat the affirmation, bringing it a little closer to your heart by whispering it. Now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time. Beautiful. Now repeat this affirmation, visualizing yourself manifesting how you want to feel, how you want to live your life, and mentally affirm, "Now is my time." Allow yourself to sit in stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. You are so worth slowing down for.